You're listening to SBS News.
Bali was the first export targeted by Chinese tariffs this year, the decision coming in May, right at sowing time. It caused Tony Quigley, a mixed commodity farmer at Trangie, west of Dubbo, to pull up in the paddock. He stopped planting barley and started planting wheat. One paddock is split down the middle.
This paddock is 250 hectares. It was going to be all barley, and there's now only 120 hectares of barley left in it.
The barley price dropped when the tariffs were introduced, which made farmers nervous. Tim Roberts lives just down the road from Tony Quigley. His barley was already in the ground.
Yeah, not positive, but it wasn't the end of the world either.
But he says prices have come back up to around $200 a tonne in time for harvest.
The prices rebounded significantly to a point where it's probably at or slightly above where it was at sowing time anyway. So the numbers that people were budgeting on will still be there or thereabout.
The steady price is driven by the demand for barley to feed livestock. Silos in the eastern states are empty. But it's the cream of the crop that's missing from the market. China pays a premium for malting barley used to make products like beer, and they imported 5 million tonnes each year. The Australian government claims it's working on opening up new export markets, but the CEO of the industry group Grain Growers, David McEwen, says this isn't happening fast enough.
We're looking at all the other possible options we have. There is a need to accelerate some of that work at the moment. We have seen some work from government, but we actually still need more work in that market development area.
One option is India. Beer consumption is growing there, and so is the demand for high-quality malting barley. The country currently imports 500,000 tonnes. But India has a zero tolerance for weed seeds, which is sometimes found in Australian crops.
These are some of the really big challenges we face with trade of grains internationally. It really does take negotiation. Australian government and industry, in partnership, negotiating with Indian government and industry to actually come up with what a reasonable threshold might be for something as small as a weed seed in a shipment of barley.
While negotiations continue at a high level and the Australian government considers taking China to the World Trade Organization over the barley tariffs, farmers in Trangie are focused on what's in front of them, harvesting their first crop after 3 years of devastating drought.
Everyone's pretty keen to get this one harvested.
Lucy Murray, SBS News.